Cunningham, W. F. Morris. Born in Norwich and educated at Cambridge University, Walter Frederick Morris, 1892 to 1975, served as the commander of the 8th Battalion of the Norfolk Regiment during World War I, attaining the rank of major by the age of 27 and was awarded the Military Cross. After writing The British Empire, 1927, Morris turned to writing crime and espionage fiction, beginning with a minor masterpiece, Bretherton, Khaki or Field Grey, 1929. The American title is GB, A Story of the Great War, that Eric Ambler named as one of the 5 greatest spy thrillers of all time. Like all great books, it transcends the genre with which it is identified. In addition to the mystery and spy elements, it is a powerful depiction of what it was like to participate in World War I. Having been on the scene, he could tell firsthand the terror and boredom of the trenches, the gallows humour of the soldiers, romantic episodes away from the front, an exciting escape from a prisoner of war camp, and other adventures. Unlike most British books about the war, Morris sympathetically portrayed some German soldiers as decent human beings, every bit as patriotic and courageous as their adversaries. The novel opens with a baffling mystery. As a small British raiding party comes across an evidently ruined and uninhabitable chateau, the soft sounds of a piano are heard. When they enter the house, they see a beautiful young woman in an evening gown lying dead on a sofa. At the piano, a man in a German uniform also is dead. A closer look reveals that it is surely Bretherton, a British officer who disappeared some time ago. Is he a British spy in German uniform, or a German who had served as a spy while in the British Army? Morris wrote a half dozen additional thrillers, but none after 1939, and none with much success. The Strange Case of Gunnar Rawley, 1930, was issued by the American publisher of GB, A Story of the Great War, but it was not published in England, and the remaining 5 novels were published only in England. I have been unable to trace the original publication of this story. It was collected in My Best Spy Story, edited anonymously, London Faber & Faber, 1938.